Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Let us join in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for calling us together again to study thy holy word and to sing praises unto your holy name. For thou art that name above all other names, that name that even this country was founded on, as we celebrate the independence of this country. Men and women fought and died for the liberty from the oppressor's rule and from Satan's rule. We have fought and died in the prison camps and on the battlefields. Men have been and women have been sustained only by the thought that God is truly their Savior, and they will have a land of the free and a home of the brave to come to. We thank you, dear Lord, for sustaining this country. We thank you, dear God, that you have kept us free. We pray, dear Lord, for their children, for they will indeed have to carry on this country of freedom. Give them the strength, dear Lord. May they be able to turn to you, dear Heavenly Father, as you work the work of repentance in their hearts. Turn to you, dear God, and proclaim Jesus as your only Lord and Christ as your only Master. And Jesus will be their Savior. And if they turn to him and walk with him, God will heal this land and keep it safe and strong. We pray, dear Lord, for our loved ones who travel to the east, to the conventions. Be with them, dear God. Carry them home safely to us, so we may again join them in worship. Dear Lord, guide the minds of those who are in positions of leadership in the churches and even in this nation. Dear God, guide their thoughts. Give them that which they need, dear Lord, to guide the churches and this nation as God would want it to be. Not that man would want it to be, for if even Jesus said, I have chosen you, you have not chosen me. God has chosen us to do the will of the Heavenly Father. We cannot exercise our will over the will of God, for this would be selfishness, and it would take away all the power of our Heavenly Father and the Holy Spirit. So in this end, may it be, dear Lord, that your power will indeed carry us along. Let us pray now as our Savior Jesus taught us. In the word saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
with me.
and she received salvation with me, as it should be, as it was meant to be for us. But we were agonizing all night. We were in a position where we had nowhere to turn. God had tapped us on the shoulder many times and told us, "You're on the wrong road." So I, in my selfishness, self-wisdom, decided I can do it alone. I do not need God's help. Now, we were in that place, and God had given us a good old-fashioned tukkabedra. And what that is, it's a hair-raising experience. It was either him, or we'd be lost forever, I'm sure. We were led to call our pastor, who was in Don Sable, early on in the morning. We were awake all night. And Don came, and we heard those precious words of salvation through the blood of our Jesus Christ. We were now free. Our sins had been forgiven. And thank God. Only thank God, for we had nothing to give to him. We thank God for all his mercy and for continuing to call us. The honor to speak God's word is so tremendous, and the responsibility is so great and awesome that I can't see how anyone of their own wisdom could speak these words. It must come with the power of God. It has to come by the power of God. Thy brother, when I came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. And certainly I cannot speak with any excellency of speech. We'll look at Psalms 111:10. See what the Lord says here. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Good understanding have all they that do his commandments, his praise endureth forever. As we have been studying in our Bible studies, working through the book of Proverbs, we have studied a lot on this fear of the Lord in the beginning of wisdom, where this wisdom begins. It is in the fear of the Lord. For then we turn to the Lord, seeking his wisdom, for man's wisdom is of no avail. God's wisdom is our strength. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. Jesus went to the cross for us. He went willingly. He went because he wanted to do the will of the Father in heaven. And in the will of the Father in heaven is that everyone should be saved. God wanted you and I in his bosom, in his flock, with Jesus as the shepherd. And Jesus showed what it meant to be the will of, to do the will of the Father in heaven. For he hung upon that cross, tortured, spit upon, hated, even hated by myself. But he said, and he prayed for us all, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. And certainly, we did not know, and I did not know, that we were indeed crucifying Jesus. But Jesus so loved us, God so loved us, that he would give his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall have everlasting life. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for this perfect sacrifice. You did not, Jesus did not delegate someone to take his place in the sacrifice. He did not build any wooden idols for us to worship. He went to the cross himself. He gave himself. He gave it all. All he asks of us is our hearts, that we love him. Let's sing Psalm 419, please. Praise the Lord. And my speaking, my preaching was not with enticing words and man's wisdom, but in a demonstration of spirit and of power. Man and his wisdom have written many Bibles, many religions upon this earth, hundreds of them in fact. But one flaw in them all, they are written by man seeking God. The Holy Bible has been written by God seeking man. That is where the power is. Looking to 2 Peter, seeing what 2 Peter has to say about this. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. They saw with their eyes the power of the Lord Jesus. It is not some fairy tale that they have written up, and indeed cannot be when we experience the power of God in our lives. For we know in whom we believe. We believe, as Peter even said, when Jesus asked him, Who do you say that I am? Peter answered, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. This is that Almighty God that we believe in. That name above all other names. That power above all other powers. And Jesus, in his resurrection, showed that power. There was no power in hell, no power on earth that could contain Jesus in the grave. For Jesus rose with that resurrection power that he now gives us as we claim him as our Lord and our Savior. He has given us that same resurrection power wherein we live with him and he within us. Thank you, Jesus. The power is awesome. I thought, when I had been born again, that now this was it. I could now live my life and go along my merry way, secure in the knowledge that I was now a child of God. But God had other ideas. He had other directions for me. It was some time before I had been converted that I had done an injustice to a friend. The injustice itself was not so terrible, but when he had questioned me about it, I had lied to him. This was the bad part, this lying. Sometime after I was converted, as I sat in church here, listened to Brother Don speak, or whoever was speaking at the time, God would bring this incident wholly into my mind. Even when I read the Word of God, I always came to that point in God's Word where this incident would completely engulf me, and I could get no farther. I could hear no more preaching, I could read no more words. God, through his Holy Spirit, was wanting me to get rid of this. That is, this indeed was alienating me from my spiritual growth. I remember walking in the woods one day. I prayed to God in my foolishness. Dear God, do I have to go? go to this man and ask forgiveness. I have asked you for forgiveness, dear God, in this matter. Must I go to this man? The answer was immediate. You go. Then I prayed correctly. I prayed for strength. And God gave me that strength. He made the occasion and gave me the strength to ask forgiveness of my now Christian brethren. And my brother forgave me. And it was like being born again all over again. And this is where we thank God for leading us. Even in those dark paths and in the valleys. For in this valley, in these valleys, He draws us closer, ever closer to His leading side. Forgiving us, loving us. We thank you, God, for these values even that we walk in. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Men make contracts. They are written every day. Companies make contracts with men. And this is the way it should be now, this is the way it will be. They sign their names. They already have everything written out that will break these contracts. And they do break them. This contract that God has given us, Jesus has given us, will never be broken. Jesus will be with us till the end. As He had said, I will never forsake you, never leave you nor forsake you. Thank you, Jesus, for being with us. But we speak we seek wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. Satan has already lost, for he is the prince of this world. Satan has already lost, for he knows, even as Jesus came and talked to the devil. The devil said, why do you come and torture me before my time? Now the devil knows that he has lost. He knows where he is going. He knows what's in store for him. But he has a selfish pride within him. That selfish pride that God cannot save. You are my master, Lord. For he wants to be in charge. He wants to be the ruler. Even as I, my selfish pride, could not bring myself to ask forgiveness in all those years. And this pride is what God wanted out of the way so I could go on with my Christian life. I walk upon this world. But we speak the wisdom of God in the mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. The mystery of God, wherein He can change bad things to good. When Jesus was crucified and placed into the grave, the world thought they had won now. The religious world, in their self-righteousness, thus we have no one. We have killed Jesus. We have got him out of our hair. We got rid of him who came to turn our world upside down. The Antichrist thought they had won. The devil thought he had won. But God showed them the resurrection power. Jesus rose from the grave with such power that it is invincible. And even in our own lives, God can change the bad to good, as we have seen it so often in our lives. Joy and I, how we look at some things and we think, well, that is the worst thing that could possibly happen now. But the revelations come that indeed God was in charge again, and he had changed this bad thing to good. This is attained by looking to our Heavenly Father for wisdom. For which none of the princes of this world knew, for they had known if they would not have crucified the Lord in glory. And this is true, that these self-righteous religious leaders, these antichrists, whoever they were that hated Christ, wanted him crucified, they would never have done it had they known the glory of the Lord. But as it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Jesus is at work now, building for us the mansions. Master carpenter, master of masters, even as he worked upon this earth as a carpenter. He is now the master of masters, building that mansion for us, wherein there are many rooms. We cannot fathom the wonders that God has prepared for us. But God has revealed him unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Turning to Matthew 16:17 here. Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is heaven. So that's where the revelation comes. Man cannot reveal in their wisdom any of these things of God. It is only God who reveals them by his Spirit. For what man knoweth the things of man, save the Spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit knows what the mind of God is. No one else does know, and we cannot change the mind of God. We often pray asking for things selfishly, trying to regulate God into how he should conduct our lives, but we cannot change God's way, for God's way is the right way. And he will lead us always in a perfect way. We cannot exercise our will over the will of God. For then, that is selfishness. And God cannot work by his Holy Spirit with all power if we are exercising our will over God. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. hardness of man's heart. This is what Satan loves. He loves this lust.
Upon us to give us everlasting peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. studies throughout the church at 7 o'clock. And Wednesday, next Sunday, church at 10 o'clock with Holy Communion. Probably we can do that. And probably we'll be getting a report to the delegates to the convention for the next 2012. And one thing I should talk to your brother passed away. Ed Captain in Kettle River, a Stephen brother. And his funeral will be on Tuesday at 2:30 for that. It seems like we're losing so many of these elder speakers and giving these signs of the God that God is awaiting new ones. I have a letter here from the Watertown congregation. There's Paul Sherbert in court. Thank you.